Here is the news from Travel Writers Radio for this week. Hayman Islands in the Whitsundays will be rebranded as an Intercontinental Hotel next year after an agreement with its owners was signed with Intercontinental Hotel Group, IHG. Hayman Island by Intercontinental will undergo a significant refurbishment before it opens with 166 rooms on its 400-hectare island. It'll be accessible by its own luxury vessel or helicopter from the airport at Hamilton Island. Owners Mulfa Australia Limited are also developing a collection of homes for sale on Hayman. IHG already manages two other Mulfa hotels, Intercontinental Sydney and Intercontinental Sanctuary Cove Resort. Tasmania will stage its annual Great Eastern Wine Weekend on September 8 and 9 to showcase the best of the East Coast food and wine. The event is almost three times larger this year, with participating vineyards, cellar doors and tourism operators, plus new events including a game meat feast, wine and seafood indulgence on the beach, a long brunch showcasing the East Coast wine region, a vertical tasting of Pinot, an artisan market and yoga in the vines. For information, go to the Royal Automobile Club of Tasmania, www.racT.com.au. The economic impact of business events was confirmed by the Business Events Cairns and Great Barrier Reef team in the 2017-18 financial year has more than doubled to $111 million. Tourism Tropical North Queensland General Manager Rosie Douglas said securing Amway China helped boost the value of these events from a $45 million economic boost the previous year. She said Amway China would bring more than 6,000 delegates to TNQ next April. It's one of 54 confirmed events last financial year, up from 45 in 2016-17. She said there was also growing interest in the destination from China. The famous Admiralty Arch in London is to become a luxury Waldorf Astoria hotel. The monument was built to honour Britain's Queen Victoria in 1910. Following refurbishments to restore and protect the landmark's architectural and historical features, it will open in 2022 with 96 luxury hotel rooms, three restaurants and a rooftop bar with sweeping views across the Mall, or the Mall, to Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square and Nelson's Column. Princess Cruises has announced plans to build two environmentally friendly cruise ships powered by liquid natural gas. It says LNG cruise ships are the largest and most environmentally friendly advanced fuel technology ships for Princess. Italian shipbuilder Fincantieri is due to deliver the new ships in late 2023 and the spring of 2025. The ships will be 175,000 gross tonnes and will accommodate 4,300 guests each. Beset by bushfires in Northern California, Yosemite National Park has also suffered a technical glitch that suddenly deleted more than 700 room reservations through Booking.com. Hotel and tourism officials said the cancellation was the result of human error at Booking.com headquarters in Amsterdam. Someone at the site concluded that a fire burning near Yosemite affected a widespread area and the National Park Service had been forced to close the park. But only part of the park to the south was closed and all other areas remained open for business. Domestic business travel expansion is projected to overtake leisure touring in the United States. The US Travel Association's Travel Trends Index predicts domestic leisure travel will rise 2.5% over the rest of 2018. But more accommodation rooms will be booked for business travellers than for leisure. Total travel to and within the United States grew 3.4% year over year in May. The study showed international inbound travel was up in May, outperforming the domestic market. Accor Hotels, the large French hospitality group, has come up with an interesting accommodation option where there's not enough room for guests. They are retrofitting shipping containers. They set up a pilot project to test the idea at cultural, sporting and artistic events throughout France. It's called the Flying Nest, and the concept's now being rolled out in Europe, where the company believes event planners, exhibition organisers and corporate clients may be interested in having on-site accommodation. These marine containers, designed by French pop culture designer Aura Ito, are converted and delivered from Lyon in France. Each island of six containers using raw and natural materials offers everything you want in a hotel room. Special bedding, private bathroom, air conditioning and Wi-Fi. Plus, they have large windows to the outside world. And the flying nests could be offered to customers as early as next year. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.